Okay, we are picking up at the top of Samech Gimel Amud Aleph with the next Mishnah. I'm learning is once again sponsored the Ule Nishma Shulamis Bas Yaakov. The Neshama should have an Aliyah. We're discussing, the Mishnah is talking about a case about a Nazir who finds out afterwards that he was Tameh. So says the Mishnah now, Nazir Shegilach, a Nazir who shaved and he brought his karbanos, shaved his head, Venodalo Shu Tameh. Then became known to him that he was Tameh. So after he finished everything, he discovered Vaday that during the time of his Nazirus, he was Tameh. So says the Mishnah, there's a difference. Im Tuma Yadua, if it was a Tuma that was able, someone could have been aware of it, so people could have theoretically seen it, Soser. So then he loses out his entire term of Nazirus and has to repeat it. Vim Tuma Satahom. If it's Tuma, literally Tom is like the deep. It was something which his presence is not was not likely to have been known by anybody who was very deep in, something which was hidden, doesn't necessarily have to be very deep, we can see it in rocks and things like that, but it's something which is not known, so then the lach is enososer, he does not lose out, even though the Nazir definitely became Tameh. Then Gemara is going to end up coming. We'll see the maskana that's going to be halacha l'moshe misina. Gemara is going to suggest it's a xeris hakosu. Then Gemara is going to end up rejecting that. But we see that's a special halacha l'moshe misina that it is not considered something which the mafreya that the retroactively that the person loses out on. It's considered as if he was a full fledged nazir and he completed his term. Imad shelogiyach. However, if he hadn't shaved yet before it became known to him, so the Gemara is going to discuss. What do you mean? Until he shaved. What about if you already sprinkled some of the mizbeach? We're going to see that the Shita of Rabbi Lazar holds that you need to do the giluach also to be considered finishing your term. Beinkach of beinkach. So then the halacha is then soser. The halacha is that you lose. That's going to be exactly how far. Do you lose 7 days? Do you lose everything? We'll see. But you definitely you lose out on the nazirus ketzad. So what's an example of the halachas of tahom? So yarad litbal bemara. If you went down to go into a cave to go do mikvah. Right, the person goes that. Usually, there were many times it says yard lamar. Why does it have the lashon? Because that was the metzias. If you look during it's beautiful when they found in the excavations, they found like hundreds of mikvahs in the southern wall by the koisel coming up from the koisel over there by Ir David when you come up. So it's literally a cave. You go down the stairs. It's literally when it says yard lipa lamar. It's literally what the metzias was, and also the different type of stairs. When the mishnayos talk about if you find kalim on the way down, you can cheskas tummy. If you find the way up, it's literally, we see it, there was a different way to go in and go out, the way exactly that the Mishnayos are describing them. Anyway, so the halacha is over here, so you're going down to the mikvah, into the cave, and you see a dead body was in the front of the cave, so the dead body was in the front of the cave, it's not clear that they was you were there at the same time. So over here, it's a general halacha of Safek Tuma Bereshusa Yachid, which we learn out from a Sota, which will be next Masechta. We learn out that the Gzeras HaKasiv tells you that the Torah tells you that if a person has a Safek Tuma Bereshusa Rabim is Tahor, if it's in Tafer, learn out from a Sota, Venitma, because she was so certain himself that a Safek Tuma, which you're like a Vada, it's like you're fully Tame. So anyway, so the Lach over here is, so you find it, the Lach is Tame, that you're Tame over here because it's possible that it's considered a known Tuma, and then therefore, your tameh nimtza meshuka bekarka ma'ara. However, if it was fine in the floor, like under the cave, so it was something which the people was like trapped underneath and he drowned there or something like that. So then yarad lahakir tahor. If the nazir had gone down to cool himself, he is tahor. The nazir was not tameh from any other tumah. He just wanted to go to the mikvah for extra tahara purposes, going to the water. So then litarmatumah is tameh. But if he wanted to retire himself from tumas meis, then he's going to remain tameh. If he had already been tameh, then his chazaka is going to be a marachmir because we assume he's a cheskas tuma, and to remove yourself from the chazaka is going to be a halacha that you're going to be remaining tameh. Cheskas tameh tameh. So because it's tumas atahom does not cause a loss. However, it does not apply if the person was already tameh from the tumas meis before the tumas atahom. Rather, you assume that so then it would be a difference to you. So therefore, cheskas tara tara, so it depends on your chazaka, and this special leniency is applying when somebody was already assumed to have been tahor, and then he has tumas atahom, then we could assume that he was tahor until that point, shraglaim ladavar, because that making the chilak about someone who's tameh and someone who is tahor, is not based on really a svara. Rather, it's part of the same halacha l'moshe misinai that teaches you that the leniency is someone who is tahor at the time, and not halachically presumed to be tameh at the time. So what comes out is that when you have tumas meis, if the tumah was tumas hatahom, and you became aware of it only after you did the Tiglachas based on our Mishnah, then you would not become Tameh. You would be assumed that retroactively, meaning you'd maybe be Tameh, but you're retroactively you're Nazirus Ischal, and therefore we assume that you get the Betara and you're good. That's the halacha over here. So the Gemara wonders, where do we get this halacha? Meaning, this special is a big kula, minan amila. Where do we know that that should be the case? Really, for everything else halacha, if you mevar the metzias, the chora, you should say, the guy was vaday tame. Who cares that was underground and he was hidden? Who cares? So Amar Abeladar, Amar Kar, the Pasuk says, v'chiyamus mesala bepesa pisom. The Pasuk says that they're talking about a Nazir, that all of a sudden somebody died next to the Nazir, and then he has to be soser the time, and he has to go to the, right, and betire himself. So why does the Pasuk say there's an extra lashon? They could have just said, v'chiyamos meis, bepesa pisom. A dead body happened in front of him. I know that it's talking about the Nazir. That was the Pasuk right before, telling me about a Nazir. Why does it say Olav? Why does it say next to him, next to the Nazir? I know it's next to him. So therefore, the Gemara's drasha b'mechaveres loy. It means that it was something that was clear to him. It was known to him. So therefore, that's coming to exclude a tumas hatahom, tumah that was hidden. Since it's something which is not known to him, then you're not going to become tame, and that does not cause you to lose your days of nazirus. And so we're assuming right now that it's nazirus akasa from the riboy of olav. Reish Lakish disagreed. Reish Lakish says, right, Reish Lakish is a different pasuk. So we had Rabbi Lazar and now Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says, ki yeh tame lenefesh al bederech rechoka. This pasuk is talking about loyscha. It's talking about those who complained to Moshe Rabbeinu. They were complaining to Moshe, and they said, "Lama nigara levilti hakrev karban Hashem b'ma'ado." They said, "Hey, Moshe Rabbeinu, we're tamei, right? And we want to be able to be makrev the korban." So Moshe says, "Im devesh ma'itavesh alachem." Let me listen to Kosh Baruch. Let me go hear what Hashem is going to tell me. And then Hashem says, "Yes, you're right. They have a valid taina. They want to be. They're so close to the. They want to do the mitzvah so badly. I'm going to give them a second opportunity, Pesach Sheni, to do the korban." So the Torah actually goes out of its way to say not just somebody who's tamei nefesh, rather even somebody who's a derech rechoka, somebody who's very far away, he also is going to be considered patur from Pesach Rishon. If he didn't make it, he can do Pesach Sheni. The Gemara has a machlokas in Psachim, what was called derech rechoka. We had some that said that it was a machlokas, two amarayim. One says that it's mamish mischus l'skupas hazar, meaning reitzah l'bisamindash, that already considered too far, you didn't make it in. You tried your best, you couldn't get in, that's already considered derech rechoka. He learned it out from a drush also. And the other says, no, I forgot the shir, but there was a further shir that would be considered derech rechoka. So what does Reish Lakish learn out with the word of derech? Ki derech, there has to be like that just like a derech is something which is patters you from Korban Pesach if you're far away. So ma derech begalei. So just like over there, it comes to Korban Pesach, the road is something which is open. Af kol begalei. So too are other circumstances in this pasuk with regards to tuma, only something which is open and exposed to the exclusion of tumas hatahom, which is something which is hidden. So Reish Lakish actually is a big chiddush because now he is extending this halacha. The halacha of Korban Pesach, that if a person went on the derech and tumas hatahom and it was tameh, and he found that after bevade, that area that he went on was a place where there's a tameh mace, he does not have to do Pesach Sheni. We don't say the mafreya that he was tameh, he came to the bittish tameh, and his korban is possible. Rather, we assume that just like with regards to a nazir, tumas hatahom is a special heter. So the Gemara asks, velahad is none, but the Braisa teaches us this is going to be a kashan Rebbe Lazar. Really, it's really hadisan, yeah, really should be a Braisa. That we're going to ask Akasha first on Rebbe Lazar, then we're going to go on to ask Akasha on Reish Lakish as well. And then we're going to end up a different maskana here. So the Gemara says, V'ala hadistan, that we should learn in our Braisa. Eza, tumas hatahom. What is considered the tuma that's hidden, that's deep under the ground? Kol she'ena makira echad b'seif ha'ilam. That nobody was aware of it at the time that you became tameh through it. So it doesn't necessarily have to be so far deep. It just means it's something which was hidden and not exposed. Aval makira echad b'seif ha'ilam. But if somebody knew about it, even if it was deep inside, ain't a tumas hatahom. That's not called tumas hatahom, tuma that is concealed, because it is something which is, someone knows about it. So now the Gemara points out that this is okay with Reish Lakish, but some of them on the marquee derech shapir, according to Reish Lakish, which says it has to be similar to a road, then I understand this drasha, since somebody knew about it, that it's similar to a road, and therefore, it would be something which makes a nazir lose out on his term. Fine, that makes sense. So it works with the lashon of derech. With that drasha, but according to Rebbe Lazar, says that it has to be clear to him when he became tameh. But if somebody is aware of it, as long as it's not the guy himself, it's not the nazir, who cares that somebody else knew about it? Why should he lose out on it? Visu, now we're asking a question on Reish Lakish as well, that tumas hatahom is compared to derech. We have another kasha. Hadisana, the Braisa tells us, Hamotzis meis mushkav l'rach b'shalderach. If someone finds a very dead body lying across the road, so here you pass that road and you discover that it was there. So therefore, the halach is b'truma tameh. That with regards to truma, he's going to be tameh. He's usher to eat truma. However, b'nazir v'siyasa pesach tahor. Nazir, someone making pesach, the halach is that he is considered tahor. So if he did his nazirs before discovering the tumah, if he brought the korban pesach, he's considered yotzei, and you're good. So we see over here that the halach is that you're yotzei. Maishna, but what's the difference between the halachas of truma and that of nazir for pesach? Meaning that at the end of the day, that when it comes to truma, just like a truma should be tameh, so too nazir pesach should be tameh. So really, we see that the halach of derech doesn't make you pater from truma. So too, there should be no chilek with the other halachas. So, meaning according to Rabbi Lazar, the gzeras hakasuv of tumas atahom is referring to a nazir. According to Rish Lakish, refers to also korban pesach. Each of them hold that both the nazir and korban pesach are going to be subject to this kula. Apparently, both of them are going to hold like that. So if that's the case, so then why should truma not also have this halacha? Meaning it's not like a gzeras hakasuv only applied to these things. The chorah should apply to everything. So therefore, it should the fact that we have this chiluk of tumas atahom should apply to truma as well. And for the fact that it doesn't, it sounds like it should be a specific halacha. And therefore, it says the Gemara, you're right. Ela tumas atahom Gemara gemira la, that it is a special halacha la Moshe Misinai. And where the halacha la Moshe Misinai is mentioned, then we could apply that halacha, meaning by Pesach and by the halachas of Nazir. However, when it comes to the halachas over here of Truma, so the Braisa says, we don't have the Masorah that was the halach l'Moshe Misinai, and therefore we do not learn it out. Okay, then the Mishnah continued, and the Mishnah said, imat shelo gilach, that you found out you were Tameh, then you lose out on everything. So the Gemara points out that Mantana, who is the Shita that holds that the main factor determining whether or not you finished your Nazirus is based on the Taglachas, says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Elazar, Yidamar, Taglachas, Me'akevis. It's Rabbi Eliezer who holds that the ikar point of the Nazir removing himself from Nazirus is the shaving of his head. So Rabbi Lazar is that Shita. However, the Chachamim over there and Daf Mem Vav disagreed with the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer. They held that sprinkling the blood on the Mizbeach with any of the Korbanos is removing the Nazirus from his Isurim. And therefore, according to the Chachamim, even before the Tiglachas, once the sprinkling of the blood had happened, doesn't make a difference if you shave. The person is considered as finishing his Nazirus, in which case he would no longer be Chayav, Tumas HaTahom would kick in, and he would not be considered as if he lost out on the whole thing. So we see that our Mishnah is the Shita of Rebbe Eliezer. So if our Mishnah is the Shita of Rebbe Eliezer, now the Gemara is going to have the suffix. Within Shita of Rebbe Eliezer, he holds that if according to Rebbe Eliezer, if you have Tuma that happens after you finish the term of Nazirus, but before you've done the Tiglachas, you only lose out on 7 days. And I think we assume that was the Rabbanan over there, I remember now, but I think that's what he said. So that we assume that he only loses it on 7 days, so that's the Shaila over here. The Gemara is wondering that when it comes to the Tumas HaTahom, would you also lose out on 7 days or not before the Tiglachas? So the Gemara asks, by Rami Bar Chama, Nitma Batoch Melos, if he finished by, even if it was Tumas number not in this or Tumas HaTahom, before. So then, meaning, let's say in the middle of your term, day 20 of a 30-day term, but it became known to him only after you finished your entire term, after the 30 days. So day like 31, right? You were about to bring your korbanos. So then, Ma, what's the halach over there? Basar yediyas linan? Do we follow the moment of when you found out about it? In which case, the yedid de achar melosi, and the yedia only came about after the term, in which Rabbi Lezer says you only lose out in 7 days. Alo, or do you assume that it goes after the time which you actually happened, which was in the middle of your term, in which case, according to Rabbi Lezer, you should also lose out. He agrees that you would lose out and on all the days. Ulamai lemitzer. And therefore, what halacha is this nafkamina for? Says the Gemara, lemitzer, for the halacha of losing out on your days. That if it's based on the time that you learned out on your tumah, so then we would go after the idea, so then you only found out about it after the malos, so then you'll only... then we would go only after 7 days. However, if we follow the moment that he became Tameh, actually in Metzias, when did this occur? So then the halacha would be that you would lose out on all of your 30 days. So that would be the Shaila of the Gemara. So the Gemara says, turning on to the next Amud now, so says the Gemara, Amar Rava, Tashma, that we can answer Rai Bar Chama's question. So says the Gemara, from the fact of the Mishnah, which told us, Im Achalo Gilach. The Mishnah says, if he learned about his Tumah, and he had not yet shaved yet, whether it was a tumah that was known or tumah set to home, it doesn't matter, he loses out. So the Gemara asks, which case are we talking about? What's the case of this Mishnah? If it was something which had become known to him within the time, within when he became Tameh in the middle of his, let's say on day 20 of his 30 days, of his 30 day Nazirus, so then that's the regular halacha of somebody who becomes Tameh in the middle of his Nazirus. The Mishnah was just repeating a point that had already been said over a few times already in the Masechta, so it can't be. Rather, the whole Chiddush of the Mishnah is talking about where it was after the term of Nazirus, and therefore he learned about it only after, and that's when the Mishnah says, Ramina, we learn from over here that the Nazir loses out on his time. So the Rav is telling you that clearly loses out, and the Rav is assuming the entire thing. The Gemara says, but that Rav, you didn't answer the question. They say to Rav, what are you talking about? You could still ask the question. Meaning Kula Sosa or Shiva Sosa. Rami Bar Chama was wondering, not necessarily you, Rava, whether he loses out on the time. Everybody agrees, yes, you're right, he loses out on the time. But does he lose out on the entire thing or not? As we mentioned, if it's Basar Yadiyah, so then we should go that he only loses out on 7 days, because he only found out about it after the Malos, right before the Tiglachas. However, if it's Basar, when it actually happened was during the middle of the term, in which case he should be Chayav to lose out on the entire 30 days and redo the entire process. So it says the Gemara Leman. So now, which question was Rami Bar Chama? Ilema Rabbanan. Would it be according to the Chacham? No, Pshita the Kula Sosa, you're going to lose out on everything. Because the Chacham hold that the Tumah Kos, even after the Malos, it's going to be that you lose out on everything. So according to the Chacham, there's no Nafka Mina. The only the Shiloh would be according to Rabbi Lazar, says the Gemara. V'ila Rabbi Lazar, Kolacher Malos. If it's after the Malos, though, you lose out on only 7 days. So the Gemara assumes, why would it be that you would lose out on more than 7 days according to Rami Bar Chama? So the Gemara answers what we already said already. Amar Lecha, no, Hani Mile Kinit Meit Lachar Malos. When do we assume that Rami Bar Chama says you only lose out on 7 days, where you became Tameh after the entire term? V'hai Lifne Malosu, but over here, it's before the Malos. And therefore, if it's before the Malos, so then it would mean that at the end of the day, you are Tameh beforehand, and you should lose out on everything. But no, maybe the idea is the Ikar point, and that idea, that finding out about when you became Tameh, was only after already you completed your Nazirus term, before you've done the Tiglachas. So maybe according to Blizzard, you should be Chayav only 7 days. So the Gemara says, so Umina, from the wording of the Mishnah, we still could learn this answer, because Katani Ben Kach Ben Kach, so the Mishnah says, whether this or whether that, either way, meaning he's going to lose out on the days. It doesn't make a chilek between if he's the before Malos or after the Malos. So Rava was saying, and really Rava was answering this question. Rava is telling us that the Mishnah is talking about a case, we're going to lose out on the whole thing. And since the Mishnah doesn't make a chilek between the Tumah happening on day 31 or finding about it before that point, so it seems to be that according to the Mishnah, there's no nafkamina, and you would lose out. You would lose out on the 7 days. So therefore, we see that the moment that the Nazir learned of his Tumah, not when he became Tameh, and we would answer him Rechama, we don't see that finding out about it would make it that you, it's as if it goes back to the day that you heard that it actually happened, rather finding out is like afterwards. That's what we say, Beshita of Rava, and Rava is saying, Rava really was able to answer Rami Bar Chama's question. Okay, so now the Gemara is continuing, discussing more halachas of Tumas HaTahom. Tana Rabbanan, Hamotze Meis Mutal Rechava Shel Derech. That if somebody finds a dead body lying on a road, so it's lying on the side of the road, like the corner, so it's impossible that you went over this area without having walked over the dead body. L'truma Tameh, so the Gacha, when it comes to Truma, so then Pashut, he's usher to eat Truma, because he's Tameh. And if it's a non-Kohen, so then he wouldn't be allowed to touch the Truma, right? There would be enough Kamina for him also. With a Nazir of Oseh Pesach Torah, with regard to a Nazir, someone with regards to Pesach, so his halacha b'di'evet is going to be your Tahor. Only when you brought there. This is only b'di'evet, only after the fact. Meaning before, obviously, if you found out about it, you would not be allowed to bring either the Nazirus or the Korban of the Korban Pesach. When these halachas said, she'in lo makom la'avar, only where there's no room for him to pass, that it was impossible to go without going over it. So that by going over it, you definitely were Tameh. But it's possible that you didn't go over it. Then that's classic Suffolk Tumah, Bershus Harabim. And therefore, since it's Bershus Harabim, so then it's going to be a Suffolk Tumah, Bershus Harabim, and therefore you're Tahar, even with regards to Tumah. Because everyone, for all halachas of purposes, you're Tahar now, because you're Sakasu. So it says the Braisa, Bemedvar Murim, when do we apply these halachas? Shematzel Shalim. When do we apply these halachas? That the regards to Truma, the guy's going to be Tamei and make this chiluk. With regards to if you found the dead body, if it was a whole dead body, Aval Meshubar Mefurak. If you found the dead body was broken or it was like cut up. So Afilo Ein Makom Lavor. Even if there's no room to pass, so meaning, let's say you have, the Rush gives the example. The Rush says that if you have half the body from here until halfway through the road, and then the further along the road, the other half of the body is there. So someone walking could have gone right on the left side for the point where the body was on the right side, and then moved up and then gone to the right without noticing it. Even though generally people don't walk like that, we usually walk in a straight line. You don't walk like zigzag, but still, since he could have done like that, Chayshinan Shama Ben Prakim Avar. That really, Chayshin usually means that we're concerned. Here, it doesn't really mean that. Here means Chayshin, that we're assuming that the halacha, what happened is that you really walked between the body parts, not over any dead body, and therefore you're going to remain Tahor, because it's not certain that you became Tamei. We see how far Safek Tuma versus Harabim goes, that you would be considered Tahor. But Kever, however, if it was in a, if it had a, if it was a grave, so if it was a completely sealed grave, and it had empty space underneath it, so then the entire grave is going to be where you walked over. Afilu Meshumar Furak, even if the body was broken up and split up into pieces, Tame, so then you're going to be Tame Pnei Kever Mitzarfa, because the Kever, the grave, it makes it into one area. We assume it's completely filled with the dead body, even if it's from one end of the road to the other side, that area is considered as if it's all one area for Tuma purposes, and therefore you are going to be Tame. So over here, that's the Shaila that Tosas discussed in Psachim, really, is that how is it, we're talking about Tumas at the home that nobody knew about, so how could it be that this Kever, if it was a grave, that you didn't realize that there was a grave there? So if it was buried grave, then people someone is aware of the fact that they buried in there, and it can't be Tumas at the home. It's a strong kasha. How do you not know about it? Meaning the whole verit of Tumas at the home, somebody knows about it somewhere. So the guy who buried him and put the grave there definitely knows about it. So Tosas, not over here, Tosas and Psachim, they answer that what happened was it was a type of grave that was dug open and it was left there open, and then somebody, it was designated eventually to be a kever. Somebody was put in there. Somebody, whatever, they didn't have money, whatever it was, or somebody fell in there and died, or they were put in there and died. Well, they can't be put in there. If they're put in there, and Echanami, right? Then someone knew about it. So this is only said that somebody fell in it and died, and therefore it was closed up because they thought that someone died there and slipped in it, and nobody realized that there was a body inside it because they thought it was just a biko kimta. They thought it was something which was dangerous. They didn't see the dead body all the way, whatever, 10 feet under. So they just closed it up, and nobody realized that it was there. So that's why it's a kever at home. So that's how you have the metzias of kever at home. So the Gemara says again, so that would be, it was mitzarefi. That's the halacha. So when do we say this halacha? B'mahalech b'raglav. Where you're going, where you're walking. Only where you're walking. However, avaltaon or rachav, if you were carrying things, or you were you're carrying a big load, or you're riding on a horse or something else, tamei, you're going to be considered tamei, because you're not walking straight. And since you're not walking straight and upright, so we assume that it's impossible that you didn't create an ohel. You weren't definitely, at some point you were leaning over and creating an ohel over the dead body, and therefore you definitely are tamei. Lefisha ma'alech baragla, because someone who's walking, is walking by foot, efshar lo shelo yiga. It's possible, it's at least possible, to assume you didn't touch the dead body, or b'mahel over the dead body, create an ohel. V'shelo yasid v'shelo yahel, and not to move it, or to form a ohel over it. Ta'on rachav, however, someone is full of things, carrying them, or riding, or rachav, riding, efshar shelo yiga v'shelo yisid v'shelo yahel, that it would be impossible for him to not have created an ohel over the dead body, and become tamei. B'med the ramurim b'tumas at the home. That's a tumas atama, but tuma yaduah, but tuma that was known, shlosh shan tumayim, all three are going to be tamei, because again, you don't have the special heter of the lach halal shem sinai telling you, if you didn't know about it, that the korban was tahor, if it was lebedievit, if it was korban pesach, and for nazir also, that you are yotze. Be'ezoi tumas atama, what is considered the tuma that's very deep in, and no one knows about, kol shein makir echad v'sof olam, nobody knows about it, and it was hidden, concealed. Makir echad v'sof olam, somebody knows about it, and the tumas atama, that's not considered tuma that is deep and considered hidden. So the Gemara says, "Haya taman b'tevanu b'tzoros." If it was covered up if it was under some straw or tzoros or some rocks, hareza tumas atom. That would be considered tumas atom because nobody sees it. However, is yamin b'fila of an nikei aselim, ain't a tumas atom. But if it was in the water or just dark or it was in some cracks, so then, or under the different type of rocks. So there is the difference over here. These rocks, people were assuming that people were by these rocks. So it's not really visible, but we're assuming at some point it was exposed and someone saw it, it was open rocks, and that's not considered something that nobody knew about. Below Amru Tumas HaTahom, they only said the Tumas HaTahom, El Ameis Bilvad, only with regards to a dead body. Only for this special halacha, that the Tumas HaTahom, that we didn't know about it. So that would be the halacha, with regards to Tumas HaTahom. So says the Gemara now, Ketzad Yerid. So how is it, if the Mishnah told us that, the next part of the Mishnah, if the person goes down and then he sees the dead body floating up, and the Gemara, the Mishnah told us that that the person would be considered tar if nobody knew about it. So Safa Eina Matame LaInyan Sharetz. So the Gemara is saying now there's a special halacha that floating tuma is not Matame in the case of a Sharetz. That if you went into the mikvah and you saw one of the Shemona Shvatzim, who generally touching them becomes Tame Tumas Yom, Tumas Erev it's called, so then you're not Tame. Ditanya, because where do we see that? The Mishnah tells us, in Taharos. The Mishnah tells us the case where you wouldn't be Tame. Safek Tuma Tzafa, if you have a questionable Tuma, it's floating on the water. Bein Bekelim, Bein Bekarka, whether it was the water was it was in containers or it was in the ground, the halacha is Tahor. That even if the question was in a Tuma, Tosos point out, what was the point? If it's a Rishus HaRabim, that's the regular halacha of Safek Tuma Rishus HaRabim, and you don't Vada assume that you touched it, then you're a Tahor. Tosos says you're right. We're talking about a case of the Chiddush over here, so we're talking about even if it was tuma b'toch ha reshus hayachid. If it was reshus hayachid, even there we're going to say that you're tahor because of this gzeres. We're going to see the gzeres because of the moment. But if it was in containers, the question is going to be the questionable doubt would be tamei. Bekarka tahora. However, if it was on the ground, it would be tahor. So now the Gemara fleshes out. My time at the Tanakama, what's the reasoning behind the Tanakama Shita? Who told us that with regards to a floating source of Tuma, if it's a case of, even Rishus HaYachid, a case of Safek is Tahar. Obviously, if you touch the Sharetz Bivada, you'd still be Tamei. So the Gemara says, because we have a Xeris HaKasiv, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdimi, Ksiv V'chol Asheretz HaSheretz. The Pasuk says that, Adar Shazin HaShechem V'chol Asheretz HaSheretz V'lo Tamu Bam V'nit Ma'itzim Bam. You should not become Tamei with these Shmona Shratim. So now, wherever it is crawling around. And then right after that, the pasuk says on the ground. So what do you mean? Maybe if it says wherever it is, it could be even if it's crawling around in the water. So the Gemara says, okay, so why is it that the case is there's a stira? It says wherever it's crawling, and that implies even on the water. Then it says only on the aretz. It only implies only if it's crawling around on the ground. So the Gemara makes a chiluk. The vaday mago tamed. If you touch it, you're right that it's going to be that's bechol makom. That if you touch a sheretz wherever you are, you're going to become tamed even in the mikvah. That's the lesson of the famous right that we became a phrase that we use all the time. A tova of a sheretz biyado. If you're holding a sheretz while going to the mikvah, it doesn't do anything for you. You're still tamed. So avada, that's what we see as pasha. Selfik magotah. However, if you have a questionable case of contact with the sheretz, if it's going to be in the water, then it's going to be tahar. If it was in the ground and it was just a yachah, then you would have to assume it's tameh. Rabbi Shimon disagrees. Rabbi Shimon in my time, what does Rabbi Shimon disagree? He says, "Amarula ksev is different drasha. Ach mayan and the pasuk says, Ach mayan bor mikvamayim is going to be tahar. That the spring and the bor mikvamayim and the cistern is going to be tahar to go to the mikvah. Ksev yitma." And it says you'll be going to be tamei till the nighttime. Haketzad, what do you mean? Right after that, it says you're going to be. You just went to the mikvah, so what does it mean? Haketzad tzafa bekelim tamei. It's floating in the water that's in containers or tamei. Bekarka, however, if you're in karka, then it's tahor. That's the drasha of Rabbi Shimon that applies the word of tahor only to the dead shratzim floating in a spring, and because its limitation is followed by that pasuk talking about the boro mikvah mayim. However, a sheretz tahor in stam water, that's not necessarily in a man-made container, that's not going to be something which Rav Shimon would say is applicable to the Degas HaKasuv. He says it only applies to the Hamshech of the Psukim, which talk about bor u'mikveh mayim. Okay, but Ezra Shem will pick up with Tanur Rabbanan in tomorrow's daf.